Hello, everyone, and welcome to IoT Show Deep Dive. We're excited to have you all viewing in. If this is your first Deep Dive, Deep Dives are interactive events where you can ask questions, and we also have an on-demand. So these, we get to deep dive in a specific topic, a new feature. So this is a great way to upskill into the different products and services across Azure IoT. So today we're focusing on building IoT solutions with IoT Central. We had a lot of announcements at Ignite, and so there was a big request for us to run a series of deep dives that goes over Azure IoT Central. So today we will actually focus on the IoT Edge support, and then in future deep dives we're going to focus on multi-tenancy, the APIs, the industry-focused solutions. So look for those deep dives. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Sure. Ranga, I'm super excited that you're here with me. We used to work on the same team, and I had to bring Ranga in for all things IoT Central. Did you want to describe what you do on the Azure IoT team?
By the way, thank you, Pamela, for having me here. Yes. So I'm Ranga Vadlamudi. I work for Azure IoT and focus on Central solutions. And as of today, I've been focusing on Central Edge, basically enabling edge capabilities in IoT Central.
Yes. And then I'm Pamela Cortez. I'm your host. I'm on the Azure IoT team, focusing on being the developer advocate, creating demos, technical workshops, and upskilling our partners and customers. So all things developers I focus on. All right, so for this particular deep dive, what we're going to do is cover kind of an overview of the updates of IoT Central. I mentioned them earlier, but a little bit more information there. Then we're also going to cover IoT Central support with IoT Edge, just that overview. That way, you know, if you're building a solution, if you worked with IoT Edge before, just to kind of help your memory about the different elements of building with IoT Edge. We're going to have a whiteboarding session where Ranga is going to go into the templating experience with Edge in Central. And then we're going to have a bunch of technical demo walkthroughs, which I'm really excited about. This is going to be a jam-packed deep dive. With that said, feel free to ask questions. This is on YouTube Live, so you can go ahead and be on chat. I will get to your questions and ask Ranga or answer them myself, depending on what the question is. So definitely be interactive in the discussions. All right, and then we'll close off with resources.
Sure.
So we're going to go ahead and get started. For those new to IoT Central, we have a lot of videos kind of describing what IoT Central is, a lot of great documentation, but really I just want to kind of just give that high-level overview again. When you're building an IoT solution, there's so many elements of it. Like if I was going to build an IoT solution today using our PaaS services, I would normally connect a device to IoT Hub, maybe connect it to device divisioning, provisioning service to securely connect those devices. And then there's other elements too. There's Azure Stream Analytics if you want to do processing, storage like Cosmos DB, depending if you want hot path or cold path storage, there's different options. There's Azure Maps, there's wide range of things that you have to think about. And on top of that, you need to think about going to scale as well. So starting from a proof of concept, going into production and managing those devices, and also putting your business integration into an IoT solution. So you can see through this slide that there is a lot of elements of building an IoT solution. And so what we really wanted to do with IoT Central is be that like that app platform that you can build with to easily be able to design, deploy, and manage your devices, and then also be able to connect to your actual business integration. So you can see with IoT Central, you can securely connect your devices easily. We have new predictable pricing. I think that's actually one of the biggest things I hear is trying to understand the pricing when you're building an IoT solution.
Right.
I think when you go from POC to production, sometimes calculating the pricing can be very difficult. And so having predictable pricing, IoT Central helps you out with. And then also we have a lot of great templates to get started with when it comes to industry focus templates. And then also the high availability. I think that's really important, especially when you're building these solutions and going into production, you have to think about high availability. Well, IoT Central helps out with that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so I mentioned before the new capabilities. If you went to Ignite, you've probably heard of the new capabilities in IoT Central. If you didn't, that's okay because I'm gonna cover them quickly now. You're able to white label, and this is great. You were able to do that before, but I wanted to give that mention out. So imagine that you're a partner and you have multiple customers. You wanna be able to really make IoT Central a solution for that customer. So being able to add their logo, be able to add their branding, it's really important to make it not look like it's just IoT Central, but it's your solution that you're producing for the customers. Then also we have app templates. These are industry aligned templates, and I'll go through that in just a moment. Also we have access to public APIs.
Right.
That one's a really big one. I have a deep dive coming up in the first of the year that we're gonna be going over those APIs. Next is actually our multi-tenancy support. This is perfect for those solution builders who have multiple customers that they need to have dedicated areas for them. So for the app templates, if this is your first time looking at IoT Central, let me go ahead and go into IoT Central. You're gonna see it's a nice experience where you can actually see what IoT Central offers you, and then also you can see the different industry templates you can start off with. You don't have to start off with these templates, but it's also really nice to see something that relates to something that you're building. So for example, for retail, what I did was get started and added an actual template. So I did the connected logistics one. So I have that up and running already. So what it does, it gives you a template of this solution. And you can see that it's got some example dashboards, some simulated devices for you already. You can see that you can start seeing which your temperature readings from humidity, pressure, temperature. So you can really actually start playing around with IoT Central and then adding your own devices mm-hmm. as well to help you with a connected logistics solution. And we have a lot of different types of industry-related solutions. So if you're working in retail or energy or government or even healthcare, we have templates just for those different industries. So they're a great starting point, and actually, really, I like it because it helps you visualize mm-hmm. What is possible with IoT Central and then also be able to connect your devices. All right, so we're gonna keep on going. And I'm actually gonna hand it over to Ranga.
Sure.
And Ranga is actually gonna be going through the edge support and then before we jump into the whiteboarding.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Pamela, just to summarize of the overall feature set which you mm-hmm. described, right? So with Central, what you get is basically the app development experience as well as you don't have to worry about, hey, how do I scale my
exactly.
Application as my devices mm-hmm. grow, as my telemetry grows, et cetera. So, and it's on Microsoft, right? So we carry the pager. Mm-hmm. We make sure that your high availability is there. If there is disaster recovery required, we take care of that.
Yeah.
And also with the industry templates, what it gives you is basically that experience of what is possible in different industries, mm-hmm. like retail, like energy, et cetera.
Yeah.
And the APIs give you that extensibility. For example, you have a mobile app, you're trying to manage a device from the mobile app, the APIs open up that experience for yeah. you so that it's extending your mobile app into managing your devices through Central.
Exactly.
So that overall, there's a lot of feature set which came out in public preview. And I'm going to go over, especially focusing on IoT Edge.
Mm-hmm. And you brought up a good point that what you're going to be talking about now with IoT Edge, it is in public preview. So it's not in GA yet. So keep that in mind
right.
when we're going through these demos with you.
Right. And if you look at this, right, as far as what Pamela went through, On this slide, what I'm going to actually focus on is basically the edge support is what we are going to talk about in the next hour. And also, if you have heard of plug and play, I think Pamela did some sessions with my colleagues, Sandeep mm-hmm. and Chris, and they went deep dive on the plug and play. How do you actually take a device which is, its model is described, is in the catalog, you just switch on the device, which is plug and play enabled, mm-hmm. and it lights up the dashboards, and that whole experience is like go from taking a device into actually getting insights and taking mm-hmm. actions. Mm-hmm. So what we have done with Edge with Central is we have actually built on top of that templating experience mm-hmm. And bring in actually the Edge devices and manage them at scale in IoT Central.
And when you say Edge devices, you're talking about both the Edge devices that have our IoT Edge runtime on them,
right.
and then Edge devices that might not have that runtime.
Right. So yeah. What we have done is we have brought in this gateway experience, mm-hmm. and I'll talk about that, which mm-hmm. actually focuses a lot on our Azure IoT Edge mm-hmm. runtime, which runs on the gateway, or devices which are by themselves,
yeah.
And also devices which are not running Azure IoT Edge. We bring that gateway experience so that you can build relationships, what are the child relationships, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go in detail.
Okay,
about that.
Perfect.
So if you look at this, right, if anybody has not tried Edge yet, so this is the experience. So you could have downstream devices, you could have an Edge device which is running the runtime, which is connecting into the cloud, which is IoT Central mm-hmm. In this scenario. And what it does is it basically Central manages that command and control of managing the devices, mm-hmm. the provisioning, et cetera. And also, what you do is you build bits on the cloud, like your AI models, mm-hmm. like your machine learning, or streaming analytics, et cetera, and take those same bits, package them up, and send it to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at this pattern, what it does is basically you take the bits you've built on the cloud, so you could actually require a lot of power, compute power on the cloud to be able to actually build your models. And then once you have it and you want to start scoring them, you can score them on the cloud, you can score them on the edge, right?
Yep.
And what you do is you basically, we build that standardized model of actually building containers
mm-hmm.
so that you can run it anywhere.
Yeah.
And we support on the edge, we support Windows, we support Linux versions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at this, you containerize them, and then you basically store them in a container registry like Azure Container
mm-hmm.
Registry. You could go to Docker Hub, however you want, right?
Yeah.
And once you have that containers, you basically build a deployment manifest,
mm-hmm.
which is, you could, as of today, with Central, you'll have to use VS Code, you'll have to use Visual Studio to be able to build that deployment manifest, and we have tooling around it where you go to the extensions of VS Code, download them, and start using that tools.
Mm-hmm.
And once you build that deployment manifest, you basically bring it into Central. And what that gives you is it standardizes a deployment for you for a fleet of devices.
Yeah.
If you have devices which are similar but at scale,
mm-hmm.
you build one deployment manifest and push it to thousands of devices. So
yes.
Once you have the deployment manifest, you basically send it to your edge device. And the edge device, what it does is it reads the deployment manifest, it knows about containers, it knows about how to run those containers.
Yeah.
And so it brings those containers down onto the edge, and you're up and running. So
mm-hmm.
now you can do this at scale from Central. So.
Yeah, I love that. I love yeah. the fact that IoT Central can make it that experience a lot easier
right.
for folks. Yep.
Okay, and then what we'll do is, so that's the pattern. So
mm-hmm.
if you look at IoT Edge features, basically what we have done is, if you look at the provisioning and connectivity, we have always had Central powered by DPS, the
mm-hmm.
device provisioning service. And what it does for you is it standardizes how you provision your devices.
Mm-hmm.
And we have always had group enrollment where you could actually, if you have tried DPS, right, basically under the hood, we are powered by DPS. So we support
mm-hmm.
that group enrollment with X509 certs or symmetric key. And what we have done with enabling Edge with Central is we have brought in also individual enrollments, where you can actually take an individual enrollment and mm-hmm. apply to one device, and it could have TPM. So we support TPM right now. Yeah. So overall, all three paradigms are supported. You can do symmetric key, you could do X509, or you could do TPM. Mm-hmm. One of the things what we have done is, especially with IoT Edge runtime, there is a release candidate right now which actually supports X509, and Central supports that. If you want to test that out, you go get that release candidate, which is 1.0.9 version, and start testing it out with mm-hmm. Central. So, and then if you go into the actual command and control and device management, so what we have done is we have brought that module management and deployment manifest management into Central. Mm-hmm. So you can actually now take edge devices, connect into Central, and along with the module management and telemetry ingestion, what we get is we basically, so you can do telemetry ingestion at a module level. Mm-hmm. And once you get the telemetry, then you can visualize, you have insights, and we'll go through demos on how you can stand up a device, connect into IoT Central through provisioning, like a symmetric key, and start looking at insights and taking actions.
So, okay, perfect.
All right. Again, if you look at, if you have played with IoT Central with IoT devices, what Edge brings you is you have to basically bring in telemetry, et cetera, through a module. Mm-hmm. So IoT Edge works in such a way that there is something called a module twin, mm-hmm. which represents a module on a device in the cloud. Mm-hmm. And then you can do command and control. You can do cloud to device, device to cloud, et cetera.
Yeah. So,
all right? Another thing what we have done is we have brought in something called relationships into mm-hmm. Central. So if you look at this diagram, basically Azure IoT Edge could be a gateway device. That means it has downstream devices. Mm-hmm. And you can choose to show these downstream devices in Central.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to just show the gateway. If you have a factory scenario where you don't want to expose your downstream devices, mm-hmm. all you show is your Edge device.
Yeah.
If you want to show downstream devices, then you pretty much that becomes a gateway at that point, and mm-hmm. both of them show up in Central. And then we have another paradigm where you can actually take your modules and let like a Modbus module discover downstream devices, and both the downstream devices and the gateway shows up in Central. Mm-hmm. And in this diagram, actually I'm showing two different modules. Modbus module discovering its own downstream devices, BLE module discovering its own downstream devices, and then there are downstream devices which are Wi-Fi enabled, mm-hmm. but are connecting through the gateway for offline scenarios. Like let's say there's a truck driving in a region where you lose connectivity for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And the driver, and there's a like fresh produce mm-hmm. In the truck, and the cooler is down, right? The driver still has to get notified.
Yeah.
In those scenarios, you can actually connect these devices which can connect to GSM, et cetera, mm-hmm. but then you want to go through the edge device for offline scenarios.
That's great, right. And that's one of the biggest benefit of using IoT Edge runtime is for the extended offline capabilities.
Right, right.
So that's perfect that we have that for IoT Central
exactly.
as well.
And then another thing which I want to talk about is these are the three the general promises what IoT Edge gives you, right, as mm-hmm. a security promise. So what we give you is we give you a framework on how to deploy secure solutions end-to-end. And if you look at this diagram, basically we give you that secure element promise, which mm-hmm. means you can store your credentials, you can store anything which is, you need to be secure in a secure element kind of technology. And that gives you that secure element promise so that nobody can actually steal your credentials. And also there is that trust anchor where a device identity itself cannot mm-hmm. be separated, right, from
yeah.
the device. So yeah. that's the secure element promise. Then there is the secure compute promise, which is basically mm-hmm. what it means is if you have a secure, if you have a compute like a billing, like mm-hmm. an AI model, which you don't want anybody to tamper with, you want to run that run that compute in a secure way, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
that's where we have a partner, Scalus, who has a trust box. Mm-hmm. And what they give you is to basically build your secure compute, which could be anything, right? It could be your billing module, it could be your AI module, mm-hmm. and put it in that secure compute and nobody can actually tamper with it. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do a demo around that. That's the whole promise we give you around the secure storage and the secure compute.
Okay, right? Perfect. And we had a past deep dive that talked about about the trust box and the open enclave SDK and everything. So if you're interested in confidential computing, we do have a deep dive that happened a couple months ago.
Right. So what that, from the past 2 months to now, what mm-hmm. it extends is basically taking that same trust box, connecting it into Central, and you get that automatic dashboarding, you get to be able to control that trust box from IoT Central.
Wonderful.
All right, so.
I think we're ready for the whiteboarding. So we're gonna go ahead and roll in this whiteboard, and Ranga's really gonna go over the template experience. I'm gonna keep monitoring the chat to see if there's any questions.
Sure. So from the past deep dives, right, especially with the PNP, you must have heard a lot of these concepts, but I want to just go over some of these concepts because it's very important for us with IoT Central and Edge. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, if we look at the IoT Central template experience, right? So basically what you do is you start off with something called a device template. You basically start building this template. And as of today, what you can do is you can build a template for IoT device, or you can build a template for an IoT Edge device. And we fork off a little bit because the Edge concepts have some extra features which you'll have to work with as far as the Edge device is concerned. So once you start building this template, what you do is you basically start off with something called a DCM, which is a device capability model. So what this basically tells you is a DCM helps you describe what your capabilities of your device is, right? And with that, you'll actually create something called interfaces. And the interfaces are the ones which will actually work with the command and control as far as how do you bring in telemetry, how do you bring in how do you actually manage properties on communicating back to the device, as well as how do you actually work with commands, like if you want to send a command to the Edge device, and how do you work with this. So what we have done with the Edge is we have added the concept of a module, DCM. So for every interface, or what you do is basically for every DCM, you start off creating one-to-many module DCMs, so a module capability model. So you could have like 10 modules running, right? Mm-hmm. Each module gets its own capability model. And this module will now have interfaces. So let's say you have an interface here which is describing your telemetry. Your commands and your properties. So telemetry is what you are basically sending from the device into the cloud.
Okay.
Commands are basically you're sending commands into the device from the cloud. And properties are writable properties. You basically take, let's say you have a you've worked with a device twin previously. If you look at like IoT device, now you're actually working at a module level, so you have like a module twin, and each module capability model actually describes these three. And if you take these three concepts, basically this is the command and control of the Edge device. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, this is the concept of a DCM, where you're actually taking a device capability model And then you're creating many module capability models. And for each module capability models, you describe your telemetry commands and properties. And then what you do is you extend this DCM, and basically you create the solution for your cloud. And for this, you basically create views, which are your dashboards, your forms, if you're having any properties which you want to extend from the device, which is not coming from the device. What you do is you create something called cloud properties, and then you extend them. So you create forms, you can actually do data entry in the cloud, and then as telemetry is coming in, you basically attach or augment that telemetry with these cloud properties. Mm-hmm. So overall, what you're doing is you're basically taking your device capability model and your solution model and combining them to create a template. So that's the overall feature set what we have created. And also what we have done is, I'll probably take this side. And if you look at another thing what we have done is we have created something called relationships. So for example, if you have a gateway device, we have added relationships where you can actually create one-to-many downstream device relationships. So this is your downstream device. So you're basically telling, hey, these are my downstream device DCMs or device capability models, which will actually help connect into my gateway. So that's one relationship what we have created. Another one what we have done is we have actually extended these relationship to modules. So in my diagram previously, I've shown relationships where you can connect downstream devices into the gateway, or you can connect downstream devices from the modules into the gateway. Mm-hmm. So this is the relationships what we have done. We have taken downstream device DCMs to be able to establish relationships with gateway DCMs. Mm-hmm. And also, we have downstream device DCMs which can connect into the gateway DCMs through module device capability models. So this is the overall behind the scenes, if you look at how modeling is done, and I'll show you how it's done through Central as we walk through some of the demos.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah. This looks great. We didn't have any questions online, so I think we can, sure. I know we got a lot of demos to do, so sure. Maybe we can jump start on the demos.
All right, so we'll be switching to here, right?
Yep, so yeah. We're gonna go ahead and switch to Ranga's computer to showcase the next demo using IoT Edge support.
Is it there now?
All right. Okay, I think we're good to go.
All right. So if you look at IoT Central, right, so you go to apps.azureiotcentral.com, and you can start creating your basically apps for Central. So if you go into the build capability, you can do a custom app. Mm-hmm. And right now, IoT Central Edge features are in public preview.
Yeah.
So you basically have to create that preview application. And here I'll quickly show you. You can say my IoT Central Edge deep dive app. And you basically go select your subscription and select your location. Right now we are in US Central and Europe. So you basically, based on your location, it'll go and create it in that location. And once you have this app, you can basically start your whole templating experience. So what I'll do is I'll quickly jump into one of my applications which I've created. So here I have a few device templates, but I'll start off with actually showing you how you create that device template, right? So you start with a new template, mm-hmm. and here is where you actually get that choice, whether you want to create an IoT device or you want to create an Azure IoT Edge device. Mm-hmm. So let's go with the Azure IoT Edge device. And once you select that, here is your choice, right? So do you want to make this a gateway device where you want to establish relationships?
Okay.
Or you want to make it like as a leaf device which runs on its own. There could be downstream devices,
but
they don't show up. Mm-hmm. So as of now, for this demo, let's just pick a leaf device.
Yeah.
So I talked about bringing the deployment manifest into Central by creating it in VS Code and Visual Studio. As of today, that's our experience. In future, we might look into authoring the deployment manifest in Central itself. So what you do is you basically go and select a deployment manifest which I've created. So here is one of the deployment manifests I'm working with. So it's very similar to if you have played with IoT Edge with IoT Hub. It basically has the system modules, which is Edge Agent, and then the Edge Hub. Basically, those are the system modules which the runtime works with. And these modules help you with orchestration, health, or reporting the health of the Edge into the cloud, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what I have is I have a few like custom modules, which I'll show you overall what I've done, right? So if you look at this, once you've created this deployment manifest, you basically go and start uploading it. So I have an IoT deep dive deployment manifest. And once you upload, it validates whether it's confirming to the schema.
Mm-hmm.
If there are issues, it basically tells you that, hey, this is not ready. Go back to your authoring of your deployment manifest. Make sure that it's all validated.
Mm-hmm.
And then and the tooling helps you with that. The tooling tells you, hey, there's an issue here, so that you don't have to really make those mistakes as you're uploading it into Central.
That's a nice feature, especially if
right.
you're trying to debug.
Right,
yeah.
And then once you click Review, this is where it actually tells you what type of device it is. It's an Azure IoT Edge device,
mm-hmm.
and these are the modules. Basically, I have a temperature sensor module, I have a stream analytics module, and I have a filter function.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, those are the three which are working together to complete your end-to-end
mm-hmm.
Edge solution. And once you click Create, it basically, this experience which I talked about, here is your device template, which is at the top element here. And then here are the modules. So these are the module DCMs. So you get like three module DCMs. There's the temperature sensor, there's the deep, the stream analytics module, and then there's the filter function module. So one thing you see the difference between a temp sensor and a stream analytics module is it already has an interface. And the reason is this deployment manifest actually has properties or desired properties which it's bringing in. So we already know that there are properties which
mm-hmm.
you want to actually describe.
Yeah.
And we pick those up and create it as part of the overall templating experience. Otherwise, what you do is you basically go and start creating an interface. So what I'll do is I'll add an interface,
mm-hmm.
and I'll basically import one, which is the temp sensor interface. So what it does is it basically brings you that. So what I've done is I've created this previously, exported it out, so
okay.
it creates a JSON,
mm-hmm.
and then you can bring that back in here. Into another template,
okay.
right? Or you can start creating it here from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
One of the feature I want to call out here is, if you look at this machine, right, it's basically an object, and it's a complex JSON object.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the experience to be able to actually create that complex object and break it down, right? Go more granular. So
yeah.
for example, here is two telemetry properties we have, like the temperature and mm-hmm. pressure, and you can keep adding them. You can say, hey, I want to add humidity, and then you can basically keep describing it, right? So once you have this, so that's one of the features we have added with this public preview is that complex objects. And you can start creating. So here is some of my interface capabilities. I have telemetry, I have commands. So commands are something which the edge modules respond to. And also I have properties which are writable properties. So you can set something like, I want to set temperature for all the buildings in Redmond mm-hmm. Let's say 68 for fall. It goes and basically goes and updates at scale okay. to all those devices.
I know we're really great at acronyms at Microsoft. Yeah. DCM.
Yeah.
Did you want to explain what that is?
So DCM is a device capability model. Mm-hmm. And basically what it does is it actually describes what your device is.
Yeah.
It describes it's basically what is the device. You can describe modules, for example, your edge device, what mm-hmm. modules it runs, and also the relationships in general, what downstream
yeah.
device relationships it has. I think we are starting to run out of time. So what I'll do is I'll actually show you on this. I've created a device template. So here is edge as a leaf device, right? Mm-hmm. So here I have like three modules, basically the temperature sensor, the stream analytics and filter function.
Okay.
And if you look at, for example, here, I've shown you how you can describe that capability model for that module.
Yeah.
And then you can actually extend whatever is coming from the device into the cloud by adding cloud properties. So you're adding that metadata. Here, what I've done is I've added the customer name and last service date. So that if an operator is looking at that device at a certain point, they can actually see which customer that device belongs to, and also what was the last service date if they get a call, right, from like the
yeah.
field.
And these properties are only in the cloud
exactly.
side. It doesn't get deployed on the device.
Exactly. Yep. And it's not reported from the device. It's mm-hmm. basically managed by the operator.
Yeah.
And then you can customize. So for example, if you're importing device capability models, you might want to change your the naming or the semantic types, whether it's like whether it's a temperature, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then you pretty much can change, like for example, if I want to go and change this to information, you can basically go and update your property names, et cetera, et cetera. So once you have that, then what you do is you go into the whole dashboarding experience. So you can go and create dashboards. So for example, here I've created a dashboard which actually report some KPIs, some telemetry, mm-hmm. Device info, et cetera. And also I have some forms where I actually want let the operator enter the details like the customer name, the last service date, so that they can manage it from the cloud, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
Okay. So once we have this, right, once you have the template, you go publish it. So there is the publish feature if you go to here. Right now, it's grayed out because I've already published mm-hmm. it. If you want to publish it again, you have to version it. So once it's published, then what you do is you go to the Device Explorer experience.
Yep.
And here I have a template, which actually is, there is a device which I've created from the cloud. So Central allows cloud-first provisioning where you can actually prepare your devices ahead of time. Or you can let the device come in and connect, and then we can work with templating. You can actually yeah. attach templates later, right? So once you have this device, so here is a device which is running, and I'll show you quickly. If I go to the portal, I have a Linux box, which is actually in the marketplace. It's a great test tool. Like you mm-hmm. can actually take an Azure IoT Edge enabled Linux box from the marketplace, stand it up. So here is a Linux box which is running IoT Edge. Mm-hmm. And I'll go into the console and show you exactly how it works, right? Mm-hmm. So give it a minute. So once I have this here, so let me, what we have done here is we have actually provisioned this device already. And the way you do it is you go into a config YAML file. And you basically, if you have played with IoT Hub directly connecting IoT Edge devices, you probably would have done manual provisioning. Mm-hmm. With IoT Central, you have to use DPS. So here what I've done is I've actually enabled the DPS provisioning with symmetric key.
Yeah,
so
and DPS is a device provisioning service. Yeah.
Yep. And then if you look at it, I have a scope ID. So mm-hmm. if I go to my device, it actually, if you go to the connect, feature, it gives you the scope ID, the device ID, and also the primary key. And how do you get the primary key? It's a derived key. So if you go into administration under device connection, there is something called edge devices, which basically gives you the master key for mm-hmm. the edge, right? So if you do view keys, that's the master key for all your edge devices. And what you do is for every instance of your edge device, it's a derived key from this master key. And the same works for X509, certs, etc. So once you go here, you just go and provision. So what you do is you do systemctl restart IoT edge. It goes and provisions your device. I'm not going to do that right now mm-hmm. because we don't have time. But if you go and look, I have a edge deployment, which happened when it goes in provisions, because it has a template on IoT Central, it automatically pushes the deployment manifest onto this edge device. And then you have pretty much all the modules which are being pushed here. And what you can do is, for example, if I do, I go and look at logs on temp sensor. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's basically showing you the logs of what is being sent into the cloud, yeah. right? So quickly, I'll show you what you can do is, if you go back to this device, we have a lot of experience of how edge devices show up in mm-hmm. Central. So here, for this device, it gives you a real-time health experience of how the device itself is doing. So if you go into modules, it actually gives you that same experience what I'm seeing on the Linux box
yep.
of what modules are running, et cetera. Yeah. And you can actually send a command. So for example, here, let me restart this. So restarting this the module, and if I go and look, I can actually go and reset the temperature for once it comes up. Sorry, the yeah. logs are filled up.
It's a lot of logs.
Yeah. Come on. So once it's here, right, what I can do is I can actually control that. Right now the temperature is at 23. Mm-hmm. I can actually go and issue a reset on it. And when I run the command, it basically the device receives it. So if you look at it, it received the call, mm-hmm. and it actually went and reset the temperature back to 21.
That's great. It's so not just connecting the device to cloud. You actually can make sure it's cloud to device messaging.
Right, exactly.
Yep, and send commands.
Right. So if you can go and look at like device details, mm-hmm. there's dashboarding experience. So there is like you can do line charts, you can do KPIs, yeah. you can look at device info. And also the overall dashboarding, right? You can actually bring in many devices. Mm-hmm. So here I have a bunch of devices which are with Azure Maps. You can actually yeah. locate your devices and look at telemetry.
One thing that always, especially when you're going from proof of concept to production, is thinking about the CI/CD pipeline.
Yeah, right.
And so we know when you're working with our PaaS services, like if you're working with IoT Edge, we have support with Azure DevOps
right.
And even Jenkins support for doing CI/CD. So anytime you want to do version control with your modules and everything like that, we offer support there.
Right.
What is the best advice that you can give now when it comes to IoT Central and where it's at in this public preview for updating modules and keeping with that version control?
Right. Yeah. So as of now, right, like if you look at Central naturally with the device templating fits into that at-scale deployments.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go and version your device template, so let's say you're adding a new module for a fleet of devices, you just go and template your you version your templating,
okay,
update your deployment manifest, and you now have a new version of, let's say, module 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had 4 modules, now you have module 5. And one of the experience which Central naturally gives you is there is this migrate option here. So you can actually control, an operator has that control. Let's say they have 5,000 trucks which have edge running, but there are 4,000 trucks which are probably ready for an update, but there are 1,000 trucks which are not ready. They have critical workloads which are basically they're on the road. So the operator can actually control by migrating only the 4,000 which are ready and have that versioning experience. And I think that naturally brings into Central. But what we'll do is with our APIs, extending that capabilities overall through our APIs, we would look at how does DevOps work into this whole experience.
Okay.
And that is probably a future.
So that's something on the roadmap that we're looking into and how to create a better experience where people who have their CI/CD pipeline, they can add this and have a better experience with IoT Central.
Right.
So on the table, I have the NVIDIA Nano device. If you haven't played with this, I'm actually a huge fan of this device. It's $99. It has a GPU. It's part of the Jetson line, quad core, ARM Cortex A57 processor, 4 gigs of memory. But what really makes the Jetson line really shine is that it's high performing but low cost computer vision that you could be doing with these GPU devices. And so what we have here, I'm going to go ahead and if we could have the camera go to the monitor and showcase that. I have 8 cameras that is or video streams that's happening on this device, and it's actually doing object detection at this moment. And so why it's doing object detection, I'm going to go ahead and go to my screen and showcase that this device is hooked up to IoT Central. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at this experience. And the reason why we're showcasing this demo is it's going to be a quick 1 to 2 minute demo, but we want to showcase that you can even do custom vision type of applications. It's not just temperature and humidity type of applications that you can really do with IoT Central. So you can see that the module's running on this device. So I have it hooked up right now on this Nano device. You see the modules. You see DeepStream is running their module. You also see the camera tagging module is running. And then Edge Agent and Edge Hub, which you always see when you're building an IoT Edge solution. Those are the standard system modules. Next, we're going to go ahead and we're going to manage one of these modules, meaning that I'm going to go in here and you can see that right now there's different types of video streams inputs that I can do. So what I'm going to do, I have 2 cameras actually set up in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully people are working because we're going to be updating this module video stream. So we're going to make those active. I'm actually going to no longer look at the car demo. So I'm just going to change that to a different input. And now I'm going to go ahead and save. And so what it's doing is actually updating this module to go to these video streams. So I'm going to look. It's still syncing. But soon, once it's done syncing, we'll be able to see the update on this device that's showcasing that it's 2 cameras in the office. Why it's doing that, I'm actually going to go ahead and also showcase that I ran this earlier. Mm-hmm. And we're actually able to see the different object detection, how often in that first eight camera video feed that we were showcasing, how many detections were showcased. And so you can have that dashboard experience here and also get information on this particular device. So you see that the device module or model is actually a Jetson Nano device, who the manufacturer is, operating system, all the things that you want to add on there that talks about this device. So it looks like it says it's synced. So soon, once it's completely ready, we're going to check the screen soon. So it takes a little bit to update. We can actually see our video stream. So these are two cameras set up in the office. So all I did was update that module to go to the other video stream. And if we zoom into this, I actually wanted to do this one to showcase a security application. Yeah. So I set something down on the stool, but it really just looks like we're just spying on our coworkers. But you can use it for security applications. Right. But this just really shows that you could easily switch. The right. operator can easily switch between video feeds, update this device without having to go to the device itself in person. They can do it over cloud right. and make those changes. Yeah. All right. So I think you're ready for your demo.
So if you look at, I don't know if you have showcased this, as far as the trust box. So I talked about the overall security promises we have on the IoT Edge, right? So this device is basically an Edge device, which is actually running Azure IoT Edge, but it can allow like a secure compute. So you can actually take a model, put it in the secure compute, and nobody can actually tamper with it. Mm-hmm. So here is an example I have where, let me go, sorry, I came into the wrong, yeah. So here is the Smart City application. Actually, we are demoing this in Smart City in Barcelona. And I have a device here. So what it does is basically it's taking one of these pictures. And as I send a number, like a sample 0, 1, or 2, it's going and recognizing what that picture is, yeah. right? And I'm able to control this from the cloud, so I'm able to send a command on what to actually analyze, right? So here is a device which I have for the deep dive show here. This is sitting on our table. Mm-hmm. And if you look at, I've connected through PuTTY, and here are the modules which are running. So there's the Edge Agent, the Edge Hub, and there is a number recognizer, which is a module which is actually running in the secure compute. So I'll send a command, and basically I'll say I want to sample 0, right? And it'll okay. actually go and send that command to the device. The device received it. You can see it reacted to it. It actually analyzed yeah. that picture. And if you look at the history, you're able to actually get a response back. And then when I go back to the dashboard, so here are the modules which are running, which actually mimic what is running on the device. And if I go back to the overview page, it actually got back a 2. So I sent okay. a sample 0. It, mm-hmm. It basically said, hey, I read a 2 from that picture. So that's the overall. It's a simple demo, but it's pretty powerful as far as how you're able to actually take some model which you built on the cloud with the power of the cloud, yep. Package it up in a container, put it onto a device, and put it into a secure compute and execute it. So
that's great. All Thanks right? for showing that demo, sure. Ranga. And I think since we're close to time, I think we can go ahead and showcase how people get started.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah. And so a couple different places. We're going to go ahead and showcase my computer that showcases our different resources. But you can go to our tech community, our IoT tech community. Mm-hmm. There, we're going to post the slides. We're actually going to post links to actually samples and how to get started and the demos. Also, we included a couple of reading materials, too, on about IoT Central. Also, that deep stream DeepStream integration or the IoT Edge integration with DeepStream, I linked to a video of that that was shown on IoT Show, so you can feel free to go there. And then also, if you have any ideas for upcoming deep dives, we do have on Twitter, you could just use hashtag deep dive MSIoT. We're monitoring that, so if you have ideas, always feel free to ping myself on Twitter or use those hashtags, and we can go ahead and take your ideas and feedback and make sure that we cover some those topics in future deep dives.
Sure.
Ranga, is there anything that you want to close with everyone who's watching about IoT Edge support with IoT Central?
Yeah, so basically where we are right now is we support the GA version of IoT Edge with that experience of module management, and you can connect mm-hmm. devices into Central and extend it with dashboarding capabilities, et cetera. With the time constraint, I was not able to show some of the features, like how do you actually add relationships and manage relationships with a gateway. So there's a lot more. We'll publish some of the documentation we have online. And also what we are doing is we are working on bringing some of the tutorials, especially the demos I've shown you, into MS Learn, and also into some of our tutorial aspects of our docs for IoT Central.
So. And we just published some new ones on Microsoft Learn. Yeah. If you've been learning on IoT School right now, check out Microsoft Learn, because it has a lot of great content there on how to get started. And then let's continue this deep dive and talk more about the edge support, and then also multi-tenancy and the public APIs
right.
and what you can do there. Because this is, since as we mentioned before, it's in public preview, there's definitely going to be features that are added, support that we want to hear that feedback from all of you on the support that we could be adding to make this a really great experience for all of you. So thank you everyone for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and excited to see you at the next deep dive. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Ranga. Yeah. Yeah.